Today's daf is Hoyrius Daf Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, 13 lines from the top of Daf Ches Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunim Atzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shleima Ben Chayaleah. So we're moving along here in the second parak of Maseches Hoyrius, in the middle of some intense daffin that deal with the nuances of the different karbonos chatos that are mentioned in the Torah. Super high level, a yachid that is over an avera b'shoigig, that had he done b'mezid, would have been chayiv karis, had to bring either a kispa or a seira, a female sheep or a female goat, as his carbon. In the event that the Koyim Mashiach was the one that did the Avera B'shoigig, his carbon had to be a par, it had to be a bull. If it was the Nasi, meaning the Melech of Klal Yisrael, his carbon had to be a sire, it had to be a male goat. In the event Roiv of Klal Yisrael, Behelim Davar, Sin B'shoigig, they would have to bring a par. They would have to bring a bull. In the event that the chet was avodah zarah, well, then, if it was roiv of Klal Yisrael that sinned, then they would have to bring a bull and a sa'ir. They brought the par as a carbon oila, and the sa'ir was brought as a carbon chatas. In the event that it was a yachid, a regular guy, or the koyim mashiach, or the nasi that sin ba'avodah zarah, then the carbon would have to be a seira. So very nuanced, very, very detailed, very different depending on who exactly it is that did the avera, all of which we're pretty familiar with at this point, all of which is discussed in great detail here in Maseches Hoyrius. Now, today's daf is going to be very much like the daf before today's, and the daf before that, and the daf before that. Very much in line with what we've been doing for the last several days. But I think it's kedai, just as an introduction, to do a little bit of a deeper dive into some of the psukim of the Torah that talk about the carbon chatas, as it's very much the backdrop of today's daf. So we're not going to go through each pasuk, because there's literally many, many, many psukim, but just to have an idea of the outline of the psukim. So the Iker Parshios of the Karban Chatos are mentioned in the Torah in two places. They're mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, and they're mentioned again in Parshas Shlach. Parshas Vayikra, in fact, it's Vayikra Perek Dalet, Mitchilo Vatsoif, it's 35 psukim, and it really is the foundation of the Karban Chatos. If you look at the parsha is divided into four groups. This will not come as news to anybody because these are the four groups that we've been talking about. It begins dealing with the Karban Chatos that was brought by the Koyim Mashiach. From there, it goes into discussing the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. From there, it pivots to the Chatos that was brought by the Nasi. And then it talks about the Chatos Yachid, the traditional Karban Chatos. But it's pasuk after pasuk, very kachemdig, that talk about the different details of these four chatos. The second place where the Torah goes very much into its discussion of the Karban Chatos is in Parsha Shlach. It's at the end of Parsha Shlach. Usually when you think of Parsha Shlach, you think of the Meraglim, right? But it's not the only inyan that's discussed in the Parsha. In the latter part of the Parsha, there are several mitzvahs that are discussed. And one of those mitzvahs is a subcategory of the Karban Chatos. Now, the truth is, when you go through those psukim, it's not evident what the avera that the Karban Chatos is being brought for. Meaning, there's the general parsha of the Chatos that's discussed in Vayikra Dalet, and then you have this secondary parsha, which is a little bit at odds with the general parsha, and clearly it's a subcategory, meaning it's describing the chatas that would be brought for an individual avera. And again, when you go through the psukim, it's not so clear. Now, we know b'Maseir, we've mentioned this many times in the last week, that Parsha Shlach, Parsha of the Chatas, is talking about someone who's bringing a carbon chatas for the chet of avodah zarah. But that's really something we know by tradition. It's something that we know based on Torah Shabbat Peh. In fact, in today's daf, the Gemara is going to ask the question, how do we know that those psukim in Parsha Shlach talked away after the Chet of the Meraglim, not together with the Iker Parsha in Vayikra Dalet, is talking about the Chet of Avodah Zarah. It's obviously talking about a unique Chet, but Mechetesi Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's talking about something else, and we'll see the Gemara is going to bring Lechatchila three different Mekoros, where you have a remez in the Parsha that is talking about Avodah Zarah. But when you go through that Parsha, and it begins in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Beis, and it continues through Pasuk Lamed Aleph, so it's not quite as long as Vayikra Perek Dalet, but it is several psukim. If you go through those psukim, so really the psukim are divided into three groups. It begins where Roiv of Klal Yisrael did the Aveira of Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig, and we know through tradition it means where they did it Behelam Dover. The pasuk itself says, "V'chisishku v'loisasu is kol haMitzvah Yisrael Hashadibra Hashem al Moshe is kol haShetziva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe min ayoyim haShetziva Hashem v'holo l'dayroseichem v'hoye me'enei oedin nesesol l'shgago v'asu kol ha'edo par ben boker echad lo'oylo l'reach nichoich l'Hashem u'minchase v'niskoi kamishpat usir izem echad v'chatos," etc., etc. So again, what's going on over here is not so clear. Sounds like Roiv of Klal Yisrael sin, right? The Torah makes that pretty obvious. V'asu kol ha'eda. But at the same time, in terms of what exactly the sin was, we don't know. Again, we have a tradition that's referring to Avodah Zarah. And not only is it referring to Avodah Zarah, it's talking about where the Yidden were Oved Avodah Zarah through a Helam Davar, through a Shigiga Saira. If it was not Avodah Zarah, then the Kapara would be through a par. Because it's Avodah Zarah, you need a par and a sar. A par la'ayla and a sar l'chatas. The pasuk continues and it says, "V'nefesh achas techet b'shkaga." In the event that nefesh achas is going to sin b'shoigig, "V'ekriva eiz bash nasa l'chatas." "V'chiper akoyin," etc., etc. What's this chet? So Chazal said, if the first part of this parasha is talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah, well then this part of the parasha is also talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah. And this pasuk is saying that if a nefesh achas, if the individual with sin b'shoigig, so then his carbon would be different. What would be his carbon? We know what it would be. It would be a se'ira, as we mentioned a moment ago. Several psukim later, the pasuk says, "V'hanefesh ashetase biyad rama." If there's going to be a nefesh that's going to act not b'shoigig, but biyad rama, he's going to act b'mezid mino ezrach u'minager asher. Chazal say this pasuk is also talking about Avodah Zarah, even though it doesn't say Avodah Zarah. But Chazal say it's also talking about Avodah Zarah, and this pasuk is saying that if somebody's over Avodah Zarah, b'mezid, the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv kares. So again, it's a little bit confusing, but the bottom line is you have the parish of the chattas that's mentioned twice in the Torah. You have the ikur parish of the chattas that's mentioned in parishes Vayikra, where you would expect it to be. In fact, Vayikra, Perek, Dalet, Mitchila, Vatzoif, all 35 psukim are talking about the chatas. Which chatas? All the chatas. As it relates to Ruba de Ruba of mitzvahs in the Torah. The chatas of the Koy Mashiach, the chatas of the Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, the chatas of the Nasi, the chatas of the Yachid. And then you have the other parsha that's in Parsha Shlach that's describing the chatas that was brought for one individual chet. I mean, it's the chet with the hey ayidiyah, it's the chet of Avodah Zarah. It has its own parsha as it relates to the carbon chattas. And if you go through those psukim, the parsha is really divided into three groups. It's only 11 psukim, it's not 35. And those 11 psukim are divided into three groups. The first group is if Reiv Klal Yisrael Behelam Davar did Avodah Zarah. The second is in the event that it was a yachid. And this yachid doesn't discriminate between an individual yachid versus the Kayim Mashiach versus the Nasi. They're all together in the same grouping, in contrast to Vayikra Perek Dalet. And then finally, this pasuk even talks about someone that was Oved Avodah Zarah B'mezid, which we'll see will play itself out in today's stuff. Either way, that's the introduction. What is our Mishnah going to talk about? So we're going to see, obviously, in a second when we start the Mishnah. But just to introduce what the Mishnah is going to talk about in a second, the most basic halacha as it relates to a carbon chatas. If you know one thing about a chatas, it has to be this. All right, two things. If you know one thing about a chatas, it has to be you bring a chatas for doing an aveir b'shoigi. If you know two things, it's that it's if you do an Aveira b'shoigig, but azaz sort Aveira that had you done a b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. If somebody eats chazer b'shoigig, if somebody eats basa v'chalav and Aveira b'shoigig, even though it's a very, very chomerdig Aveira, but it's not a chayiv krisos. And if it's not a chayiv krisos, then it's not subject to the laws of chatas. Chatas is only brought if you do an Aveira b'shoigig, but it's an Aveira that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. What's the makar to that? It's the Mishnah that we're about to start with right now. What's the Mekar in the Torah to it? Believe it or not, it's not as straightforward as you would expect. So really, this first Gemara that we're going to learn, it's going to take us pretty much till the end of the Amid, is very Yisoidi, because it's going to give us now the Mekar. In fact, we'll see there are two Mekaris, but the Mekarais to one of the most basic halachas in Shas. And that is, you bring a Karban Chatas when you do an Avera B'shoigig, but not any Avera, an Avera that had you done B'mezid, you would have been Chayiv Karas. On that note, Zok, the Heilige Mishnah, ain't Bezdin Chayavin. Bezdin is not Chayiv, the Par Helam Dovash, Al Tzibur Ad, Sheyeru B'Dovash, Zayin, Karas, V'shoigig, Gosa Chatas. Unless the Psak Halacha that they made and ultimately made a mistake with was a Dovash, Zayin, Karas. If, however, it's not a Dovash, Zayin, Karas, there's no Par Helam Dovash, Al Tzibur. Says the Mishnah, V'chena Mashiach. The same is true as relates to the Kai Mashiach. The Kai Mashiach brings his Karban Chatas also when he paskins and then acts according to his psak. It has to be where he was hayre bedavash as doinay karis. Additionally, the Mishnah says v'loy b'avoydus keichavim ad sheyer v'adavash as doinay karis v'shegegas echatas. As it relates to the parvisor of avoydus zara, when Rav of Klal Yisrael acted al pi helam davar, it would have to be an avoydus zara that's doinay karis. Isn't all avoydus zara as doinay karis? No. It's possible to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, but you're not going to be Chayiv Karas. There are categories and rankings in the world of Avodah Zarah itself. So the only time you're going to have the Par Halam Davash Al Tzibur is if it's a Davash Azayni Karas. The only time you have the Par Koy Mashiach is if it's a Davash Azayni Karas. And the only time you have the Par La'oyla and Sar L'chatas as relates to where Rav of Klal Yisrael acted the Helam Dover by Avodah Zarah is if it was a Davash Azayni Karas, the Shigigas Aychatas. Now we saw already in the previous staff that even though the Mishnah doesn't say V'chein HaMashiach regarding V'lei Avodas Kechav Machir Al Dovash Zayin Karas V'shegagas Rechatas, but really it's V'chein HaMashiach as well. Meaning, the Koyim Mashiach, the only time he would be Chayiv Chatas as it relates to Avodah Zarah is if it would be a Dovash Zayin Karas V'shegagas Rechatas. Additionally, this we didn't see in yesterday's daf, but this is really Zil Kari Beirav. The only time the Nasi would be Chayiv Chatas is if it was a Dovash Hazdoin in Karas V'shegagas Echatas. In fact, the only time the Yachid would be Chayiv Chatas is if it was a Dovash Hazdoin in Karas V'shegagas Echatas. Because here's the rule, as we mentioned, the only time you ever Chayiv Chatas is if it's a Dovash Hazdoin in Karas V'shegagas Echatas. Now, to be clear, there is one exception to this rule. We're making such a big deal about it, so we have to speak out the exception. And that is the carbon oil of a Yairit. The oil of a Yairit, which will be the topic of tomorrow's daf. So there are a few examples that are not Dovash Hazdoin Karas V'shegagas Echatas. But we're not talking now about the carbon oil of a Yairit. We're talking about the regular carbon chatas. And as it relates to the regular carbon chatas, it doesn't matter if it's the Paralam Dovash Al Tzibur, or we're dealing with the chatas of the Koyim Mashiach, or the Nasi, or the Yachid. Ein Chayovin Ad She Chatu B'Dovash Hazdoin Karas V'shegagas Echatas. But as it relates to the Mishnah, taking it from the top, the Mishnah said that Ein Bezin Chayavin Ad Sheyoru B'Dovash Hazdoin Karas V'shegagas Echatas. It says the Gemara Minolam. What's the Makar to this? How do you know that the only time there's a parallel Dovash Al Tzibur is if it's a Dovash Hazdoin Karas? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, it's based on the following price. Rebbe, Yomer, Rebbe said, Nemrakan Olel. It says regarding the parallel Dovash Al Tzibur, the word Olel. V'noida HaChatas Asher Chatu Olel. V'nemela Halon, it says over there, Olel. Now, where's there? So this there is mamish. Mi merchak tovi lachma. It says in the parsha of Arayos, the isha elachoisa loisikach litzor legalois ervasa aleha b'chayel. It says the word aleha regarding the parallel davash al tzibur. And it says the word aleha regarding the Arayos, which erva achois isha malahal davash al tzibur karis v'shegugas echatos. Just like achois isha is a davash al tzibur karis. Av kol davash al tzibur karis v'shegugas echatos. So too, the only time you're ever going to bring a parallel davash al tzibur is if it's a davash al tzibur karis. So what's the makar that the parallel davash al tzibur was only brought in the event that Bezdin Paskin that made a mistake regarding a Dovash Hazdoin Karas, Aleh, Aleh, it's learned out from Gzeira Shafa. It says Aleh by the Param Dovash Al Tzibur, it says Aleh by the Erva of Achis Isha. Achis Isha is a Chayvi Krisus. The only time there's a Param Dovash Al Tzibur is if it's a Chayvi Krisus. By the way, if the ring of the Gzeira Shafa, Aleh, Aleh, sounds familiar, This is Yevamis 101, right? The first mission of Masechtas Yevamis discusses the halacha that in Erva and Etzaris, Erva, Atzif, Kol HaDoyrois, don't fall a Yibum. And the Gemara says, how do you know that in Erva doesn't fall a Yibum? And how do you know Etzaris Erva doesn't fall a Yibum? And the Ikur Mekar that the Gemara brings in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamis is, it says Olel, Olel. It says Olel in the parsha of Achis Isha, the Isha El Achis, Lisikach Litzur, Legalis, Avasa, Olel, B'chaya. And it says Olel by Yibum, Yevama, Yavay, Olel. And we learn from there that there's no mitzvah yibum b'makim where there's going to be an error. So this is what we would call the other Olel Olel, right? The more famous Olel Olel is something that every yeshiva bacher knows when he learns the beginning of Masechtas Yevamis. This is a different Gzeirah Shavah Olel Olel. Notice, by the way, we're using the same Olel that was used, or one of the two Olels that was used in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamis, which, by the way, will play itself out a little bit later in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. But for now, the Makar that the Param Davish HaTzibur was only brought on the Davish HaTzibur Karas is based on Gzeirah Shavah, Olel Olel. It's learned out from Achis Isha. It says the Gemara, Ashkechon Tzibur, Mashiach Minol. So we have a Makar now that the Param Davish HaTzibur was only brought for Davish HaTzibur Karas. How do you know that the Parakoy Mashiach was also only brought for a Davish HaTzibur Karas? So for holding Cheshbon from yesterday's daf, this is an easy question to answer. La Ashmas Ha'am. It says in the parasha of the Parakoy Mashiach, the words La Ashmas Ha'am, and we learn from there, Harei Mashiach Kitzibur. We learned that the Mashiach is treated like the Tzibur, right? We saw so many different halachas that the Parakoy Mashiach mirrors the Par Halam Davish Al Tzibur. It mirrors it with regards to this din as well. Par Halam Davish Al Tzibur is only true if it's a Davish Al Dainik Kars. The Parakoy Mashiach is also only true if it's a Davish Al Dainik Kars. Nasi. What about the Chattas of the Nasi? How do you know that that's only true when it comes to a Davish's Dainai Kars? Maybe his Chattas is different. As the Gemara, we have a limud for that as well. Yalef mitzvahs mitzvahs. Ksiv Gabi Nasi. It says regarding the Chattas of the Nasi, v'asa achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem. V'ksiv b'tzibur, and it says regarding the Paralim Davish al Tzibur, v'asa achas mikol mitzvahs. Mat Tzibur Davish's Dainai Kars, v'shikigasei Chattas. Just like as it relates to the Tzibur, it's a Davish's Dainai Kars, v'shikigasei Chattas. Like we said already, af Nasi, Davish's Dainai Kars, v'shikigasei Chattas. Yochid. What about the Chattas of a Yochid? How do you know that too is only Bedavish is doing a chorus? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ve'im Nefesh. That's the Pasuk that introduces the Chattas Yochid, Ve'im Nefesh, Achas Techata Vishgogo, V'chulu V'chulu. And it says it where? It says it after the Parsha of the Nasi, right? We mentioned the four Parshios of Chattas that are mentioned in Vayikra Perek Dalet are Koyim Mashiach, Helam Davish Shal Tzibur, Nasi and Yochid respectively. But it says the Yochid right after the Nasi. And by the Nasi, we said already, we know mitzvahs, mitzvahs, it's only by a Davish HaZdeinei Karas. No, so if it's true by the Nasi, and the Torah mentions the Chattas Yochid right after the Nasi, V'yil metachtem yelyoin, I can learn the tachtoin, what it says beneath, the fourth parasha, me'alyan, for what it says immediately above it, the third parasha. In other words, I'm going to learn the Chattas Yochid from the Chattas Nasi. Now, what's the basis to learn Tachta me'alyan? So Rashi says it's because it says Ve'im Nefesh, and the Vav is a Mechaber. So that Vav connects the two parashios, and it says that whatever it says by parasha 3 is true for parasha 4 as well. The bottom line is, once I know that the Chattas Nasi is only by Davish HaZdeinei Karas, so do I know the Chattas Yochid is going to be the same thing. So good. We have already Halba Maisa. So if somebody asks you now, after learning this last Gemara, how do you know that you only bring a Karma Chattas for a Davish HaZdeinei Karas, v'shegegasei Chattas? And it's true for all the different types of Chattas. So here we go. As it relates to the Paralim Davish HaTzibur, I learned Ole Ole from Achis Isha. As it relates to the Parakoy Mashiach, Lashmasa'am. Whatever is true by the Paralim Davish HaTzibur is going to be true by the Parakoy Mashiach. As it relates to the Chattas Nasi, I learned that also from the Paralim Davish HaTzibur. Gzeirah Shavah Mitzvahs Mitzvahs. As it relates to the Chattas Yochid, I learned that Tachtei Me'elyoin from the Chattas Nasi. Good. V'loi v'avodis koychavim ad shnei yoyru v'chulu. The Mishnah said that just like as it relates to the Chattas or the Chattais of Ayikra Perek Dalet, it's true only for Adavish Adonai Karas, so to the other parashah, Parashah Slach, that talks about Avodah Zarah, is only true for an Avodah Zarah that involves Adavish Adonai Karas. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? V'avodis koychavim inalon, the Tanur Rabban, we have another price to this. Fichi yatz avodis koychavim lidama atzmo. Be that you find that as it relates to the Chattas of Avodah Zarah, it's on an island of its own. Right, it was Yotzel Lidoin Ba'atzma. How so? It's on carbon. Usually the Paralim Davish Al Tzibur is what? Is a par. When it comes to the Zohar, it's a par Vesor. Even by the Yochid, it's different, right? As it relates to the Yochid by regular Averis, it depends. Are you the Kohen Gadol? Are you the Melech? Are you a regular person? As it relates to the Zohar, you're always going to bring a Seirah. which wasn't even one of the options as it relates to, I mean, it could be either Kisba, Seira, for a Yachid, but here it's definitively a Seira. So you see, Avodas Kechavim was Yotza Lidoin Ba'atzma. So Yachid, you Chayavim, you would think that you should be Chayav Afilu Adavash Einzdoin Akars Shigigigas Echatos. You would think, well, if this is a separate parasha, so maybe if someone's Oivet Avodas Zara, even if it's not that type of Avodas Zara, it's not the flavor that says doinik garis afilu hachi. Maybe it's michay chatos. Says the Gemara. No, I have exer shabbat. Nemar kan it says over here me ene. V'nemar lahala me ene kan meaning by avoid the zara says v'haya in me ene ha'ida and lahalon meaning by the paralam davish al tzibur it says me ene hakol mat lahalon davish al doinik garis shagasei chatos paralam davish al tzibur we already established in the previous price because of ale it's only true for davish al doinik garis afkan so to as it relates to the zara davish al doinik garis v'shagasei chatos the only time you're going to be chayiv is if it's a davish al doinik garis says the gemara ashkechon tzibur. Okay, you just found a makar me ene to tell me that the parvis soir of avoidus when it's Rav Klai Yisrael Behelam Davar, that's also B'davar Shez Doine Karis Davka based on Xer Shavim Me'ene Me'ene Abba Yachid Nasi Mashiach that are Yechidim, right? Yachid meaning the regular Yachid, the Nasi as in the Nasi, the Mashiach as in the Kayim Mashiach. Minola, and you don't have Xer Shavim, how do you know that? Says the Gemara Amakra, the Pasuk says V'im Nefesh Achas. Where does it say the Nefesh Achas in Parsha Shlach? This is the second of the three parashias. We made a big deal about this in the introduction because, as promised, we said it's going to play itself out in the daf. So again, in Parsha Shlach, it starts off with Rav of Klai Yisrael doing Avodah Zarah, B'Shoyge B'Helm Davar, and then you have the Parsha of the Yachid. Which Yachid? V'im Nefesh. All the Yechidim are lumped together, right? They all bring a Seira. And that part of the parasha starts with Diva Ve'im Nefesh. Oh, we have Im Nefesh, which means Echad Yachid, Ve'echad Nasi, Ve'echad Mashiach, Kulam Bechlal Nefesh Achzei, right? They're all included in Ve'im Nefesh. And it says a Vav, and the Vav is Mechaber now to what it says immediately above it. What does it say immediately above it? That when it's Avodah Zarah, Helam Davar, Rav Klai Yisrael, it's Tafka Davar Shazayin Akars. How do I know that? Me'ene, me'ene from the Palam Davar Shalzib. The bottom line is Ve'ilma Tachta Me'elyoy. And based on the Vav, Tachta Me'elyoy, and that's how I'm going to know this as well. So now that we concluded this part of the Cheshbon. So again, if somebody were to ask, how do you know that the only time you ever chayev karben chatas is if you do an aver b'shoyge ben aver that had you done b'meiz it would have been chayev kars and loichnov it's shar mitzvahs and loichnov it's avodah zarah. So now we can give the more robust response as it relates to the parah davar shel tzibur. I know that aleh from achis isha. As it relates to the parah koyim moshiach by again traditional averos, I know that lash masam because whatever is true by the parah davar shel tzibur is going to be true for the parah koyim moshiach. As it relates to the nasi, I have exerus shavim mitzvahs that's learned out from the parah davar shel tzibur. As it relates to the regular yachid, his parasha is mentioned right after the parasha of the nasi, and it says a vav ve'im nefesh ve'yom etachtem yelim. Okay, what about avodah zarah? Okay, as it relates to avodah zarah, when it's roiv of klai yisrael, I have exerus shavim me'ene, I learned it from the parah davar shel tzibur. And as it relates to all the other yachidim, they're all one and the same, right? It's one parasha. In Vayikra Perek Dalet, it's three parashias, so we have to jump through three hoops. Here it's one parasha, so it's one hoop, right? And we have the Yachid, the Nasi, and the Mashiach all together. It says it also immediately after the Parvasar Shal Avodah Zarah, and it says it with a Vav, that's how you're going to know this. But the Gemara asks a Geshmak Akasha. You vomit the gakasha. Honey, Chazok the Gemara, the man, the mapik, leolel, the xerish of the Gemara. That's all good, according to the man that holds that you have a leolel, the xerish of to teach me the parhel and davar shel tzibur, so everything that we just said is going el on the rabbanon. But according to the rabbanon, the mafki lo lo le la rayas v'tzarois. But according to the rabbanon of Yevamis perikam of fame, that use the isha elachoisa leisikach litzur legalva. To learn halacha in Hilchas Yibam, to compare it to Yevama Yavayaleo, so Davar Shez Doinei Kares V'Shigei Gasei Chatos Min Alohu. So what then is going to be the Makar? In other words, the foundation of this entire limud, of all the permutations that we just had, as it relates to the halacha being that the only time being a karben chatas is davar shel doinik karis, is predicated on there being a gzeira shava aleh, that teaches me that the par halam davar shel tzibur has to be like an achis isha, it has to be a davar shel doinik karis, right? If you follow through the cheshbon, and we mentioned it already a few times, everything started from there. Right, just very, very quickly. The parallel Davish al Tzibur, I know is Davish is doing the course because I learned it from Achis Isha. Once I know the parallel Davish al Tzibur, I know the parallel Mashiach, because Lash Masam. I also know the Nasi, because mitzvah is mitzvah. I also know the Yachid, because whatever the Nasi is, the Yachid is going to be, because Yom Atach Me'elion. I also know the Parvisar Shalavay Dezara, because again, I learned the Me'en and Me'en from the parallel Davish al Tzibur. And once I know the Parvisar Shalavay Dezara, I know all the Yachids as relates to Avay Dezara, because Yom Atach Me'elion. But if you knock out the fact that you have Xayra Shavu and you don't have a makar for the Param Davish Al Tzibur being by Davish Al Tzibur Karas, well, guess what? The entire binyan just came tumbling down. And here's the problem. We know there's a man da'amar in the beginning of Yevamis that uses a leah of Achis Isha for something else. And by the way, the Gemara is making an assumption you can't use a leah for both. Is that true? And what would be the reason you wouldn't be able to use it for both? Because you're going to tell me, I could only use it if it's extra. Right? If it's not extra, how could I use it? Truth is, sometimes you could dash an Xayra Shavu even if a word is not extra. Sometimes it has to be extra, sometimes it doesn't, right? When a gzereshava is being gedarshin from an extra word, it's what's known as a gzereshava mufna. If both words in the gzereshava are extra, then it's considered mufna mi bezat stadim. A gzereshava that is being darshan not from a word that's actual is known as a gzeir shavah. She'ena mufta, what are the rules and regulations? One, it has to be mufta. Not mufta is beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. We have our own cheshbonus that we need to worry about. But the bottom line is that the Gemara's premise and the kasha is that the only time you're going to have this gzeir shavah is if the word aleh is extra. According to Yena Manda Amar, the stam sugis in the beginning of Yevamis, it's not extra. Now, by the way, who was the one that gave us this gzeir shavah here? Nemar kan aleh, nemar lahan aleh. It was Rebbe. Okay, so Rebbe obviously is mechulik with the Chachamim in the beginning of Yevamis. So by the way, the Gemara in Yevamis talks about this also, Ayin Shav. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is saying that if you hold like the Chacham in the beginning of Yevamis, so now we're back to the drawing board. As a matter of fact, we have nothing. We didn't like knock out one detail. We literally whacked out everything that we just did right now. And the Gemara's kasha is, how do you know that the only time there's a Chatas is if it's a davar, says doinekar, says the Gemara, we need a different makar. Here's the makar. Nafkaluhu, midamaskal, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We're going to know it from something that Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son. So what did Rabbi Shua ben Levi teach his son? The pasuk says in the parsha of the Chatas of Parsha Shlach, Torah achas yolachem, lo'isa bishkaga. So the Torah says, as it relates to the Chatas over there, Torah achas yolachem lo'isa bishkaga. That's an interesting lashon, right? Because what does it sound like? It sounds like whatever the laws of this Chatas is applies really to all Chatas. Torah achas yolachem lo'isa bishkaga. Now we know that Chatas is talking about Avodah Zarah, but whatever it is saying about Avodah Zarah is really true for all Chatas. Now you can't apply this too broadly because, for example, the carbon that you bring for Avodah Zarah is unique, right? It's different than the carbon that you bring for Shar Averis. Those are the two respective parishes that we've been talking about. But there is a Torah Achas Yolachem La'isa Mishkaga. Okay. Now, the next pasuk says, V'anefesh Hashatasa B'yad Rama V'goymer. The next pasuk in Parashat Shlach talks about if someone's Oved Avodah Zarah B'meisit. And what did it say? That person that was Oved Avodah Zarah B'meizid is going to get, he kares tikares, right? The punchline's in the V'goymer again. It says over there, he kares tikares, which means that the Oved Avodah Zarah B'meizid in the parish of Anefesh HaShatas B'yad Rama is being Oved Avodah Zarah where he's chayv kares. Again, we said you can be Oved Avodah Zarah and not be chayv kares. But he's clearly talking about where he's being Oved Avodah Zarah and he's being chayv kares. And immediately before that, it says, Torah Achas Yolachem Lo'isa B'shkaga. And the Torah mentions the Chatas for Avodah Zarah. So here's basically the cheshbon that the Gemara is going to make. That it's a fear to assume that the Avodah Zarah of B'shoigig that's being talked about over there in Parashat Shlach is similar to the Avodah Zarah B'meizah that the Torah is talking about in Parashat Shlach. The Avodah Zarah B'meizah that the Torah is talking about in Parashat Shlach is Ikaris Tikaris, it's a Chavi Krisos. So the Avodah Zarah B'shoigig is also going to be a Chavi Krisos. And it says, Torah Achasi Olechem Lo'isa B'shkaga. And Torah Achasi Olechem B'shkaga says that if whatever is true about Avodah Zarah is going to be true about Shar Mitzvahs as well. If it's about Avodah Zarah, the only time you bring a Chatas is a Dovah Shalaini curse. When it comes to Shar Mitzvahs, it's going to be the same thing. So let's see it inside. Is hukash avodas kechavim. Where do you see that? From Torah achas yolachem lo'isa b'shkaga. And my avodas kechavim, just like avodas zarah, is shechayav and al zdoin akaris v'ashugigas eichatos. Avodas zarah is dafka davish zdoin akaris. And how do you know that? Because of the next part, the smichos to v'anefesh hashatas b'yad rama v'goymer. Again, the punchlines of the v'goymer. We're supposed to know psukim. Hikares, tikares. So too, as it relates to Shar Mitzvahs, it's going to be Davka Shechayov and Al Zdoine Karis, Val Shigir Gosei Chatas. So if Avodah Zarah is Davka Dovish Zdoine Karis, Val Shigir Gosei Chatas. How do I know that? From the smichos between the parsha of Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig to Avodah Zarah B'Mezid. And the parsha of Avodah Zarah B'Mezid is Zdoine Karis, because the Torah says you Karis the Karis. Obviously, that's the type of Avodah Zarah we're talking about. So I know it's true for the Chatas as well. And the Torah says, Torah achas yelecham loisiv ishkaga. So whatever is true for that chatos is going to be true for all chatos. All chatos have to be a davash as doinei kar. So we're not done yet. Because ashkechon yachid nasi u'mashiach. So we have a makar now for the chatos of the yachid, the nasi and the mashiach, bein ba'avidus keichavin, and bein b'shar mitzvahs. Why is that? Because the pasuk of Torah achas yelecham loisiv ishkaga, it says in the parsha of Shlach that talks about the ve'im nefesh achas. It's talking about the yachid. That yachid we know is the yachid, the nasi, and the kohen mashiach. We have to be holding cheshbon in all these pesukim. So the Torah achas is basically saying that the only time any one of those yichidim, anyone mentioned that pasuk is going to ever bring a karban chatas, loishnaf it's avodah zarah, loishnaf it's shar mitzvahs, is if it's dumi avodah zarah, which is davashe zdoinei karis. Oh, but tzibur minalon. But how do you know the tzibur? Because the tzibur is not mentioned in that parsha. And again, we're going to say this for the 18th time. Because in parsha Shlach, that parsha of the chatas, it's divided into three groups. It starts off talking about the tzibur, then it talks about the yachid, and the yachid is all the yichidim lumped in one, and then it talks about the mezid. So the Torah, that is talking about the yachid mefurish. That's where it said. It doesn't say by the tzibur. So if it doesn't say by the tzibur, so then I have two things that I don't know. Number one, how do you know avodah zarah b'tzibur is dafka davash zdoinei karis? And then also, how do I know the parallel davash al tzibur of parshas vayikra is going to be dafka to davash zdoinei karis? So the Gemara answers yalef elyon mitachtoin. So till now we had two times yalef tachta mi elyon. Here we throwing a little curveball. Just the opposite. We yalef elyon mitachtein. What does mean yalef elyon mitachtein? Because again, we have a vav that's mechaber, those two parishes of Shaykhik, where it's the tzibur and when it's the yachid. And the yachid is teir achasiyah lechem loisiv ishkog edafka if it's a davish hazdoin ikaris. So too, as it relates to the tzibur, it's going to be the same way. Now, how do I know parallel davish al tzibur? So really, you can go in two directions. Technically, I think if you would ask me, I would say, maybe I know it from me'ene me'ene. We had the gzeir shavar earlier in the cheshbon. So once I know by one, I know the other, right? Me'ene me'ene is a very critical gzereshav in terms of understanding the basic halachas of the parallel davar shel tzibur. But Rashi actually says a little bit differently. Rashi says that it's mineu bei in the yalef elyon mitachtein. The Alef Elyon Mitachtein is as follows: that just like the Tachtein, it's only Bedavish Hazdoinei Karis Loishna Avodas Kechavim Loishna Shara Avodas. So too, we learn the Elyon Mitachtein. We say it's the same thing. That the only time the Tzibur, Freiv of Klal Yisrael sins, they're going to bring the carbon is if it's a Davish Hazdoinei Karis, and there too, with the same caveat, Loishna if it's Avodas Zara, Loishna if it's Shara Mitzvahs. The bottom line is we now have a second Makar, how it is you know that the only time you chayv chatas is if it's a dovish as doine karis v'shigigasai chatas. What is that second makar? So in the second makar, it's actually learned out not from the ikar parasha of chatas, which is vayikar perik dalet. It's learned out from this secondary parasha, which is bamidbar perik tezvot, which is the parasha of chatas for avodah zarah. And from avodah zarah, we're going to learn out to call it teira kula. How are we going to do that? Because we know avodah zarah is dafka dovish hazdoinei karis v'shigigasai chatas. How do we know that from the juxtaposition between the chatas of avodah zarah and avodah zarah b'mezid, where the Torah specifically says ikaris tikaris? And the Torah says, Torah achas yelechem, loisa bishkaga, that whatever is true for avodah zarah is going to be true for all chatos. Now, doesn't it say, Torah achas yelechem, loisa bishkaga, only by the yachid? Yes, but there's a chibur between the parish of the yachid, the parish of the rabbin with a vav, v'ilmed elyoin, tzibur, mitachtoin, and once I learn tzibur from yachid, I learn it with the whole shleimus, says Rashi. That just like by the yachid, it's always davar shezayin ekaris, leishna avodas kechavim, leishna shar mitzvah. So too, when it comes to the tzibur, it's going to be in the same exact way. Says the Gemara, if we're holding cheshbon, Rebbe is the author of the first makar that started with Olel Olel. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Masni Labrei, he's the author of the second Makar. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe had Rabbi Shua ben Levi might offer like. What does Rebbe do with Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Makar? No, Rabbi Shua ben Levi had a basis for his halacha. very important. That teaches me the halacha that even b'shar mitzvahs it has to be a davar shadayni karis. According to Rebbe, I know it b'shar mitzvah. Keret, I learned the v'dizar from b'shar mitzvahs. So what does Rebbe do with these words of Torah achas yolachem? Says the Gemara, he uses it for the following prices. Again, a little bit more hirious cheshman. We find when it comes to v'dizar b'mezid, the Torah was mechalik between a rabbin that's oivet v'dizar b'mezid and yechidim that are oivet v'dizar b'mezid. Now, when we say rabbin that are oivet v'dizar b'mezid, what we're referring to is the Ir Hanidachas, that infamous city. And we find that the Torah distinguished in terms of the halachas of a yachid that's oivet avodah zarah versus the Ir Hanidachas. How so? Rabban b'sayif, an Ir Hanidachas gets sayif, umamoinim avad, and not just that, all their money gets destroyed. Yechidim, a yachid that's oivet avodah zarah is b'skila, umamoinim palat, and his money does not get destroyed. So you see there's a chilik between the Ir Hanidachas and the yachid that's oivet avodah zarah. Yachid, I would have thought nachlik b'karbonei seyem, that if you find this chilik as it relates to avodah zarah b'mezid, maybe there should also be a chilik between the yachid that's oivet avodah zarah and the Ir Hanidachas when it comes to avodah zarah b'shoigig. So this is a very geshmak of braisa. The braisa is addressing if an Ir Hanidachas, check off all the boxes for Ir Hanidachas, is oivet avodah zarah b'shoigig, is there anything different? Is it going to be unique? When it comes to avodah zarah b'mezid, Ir Hanidachas is a whole special parish in the Torah. Right, we learned it together not so long ago in the end of Perek Chelek, the very, very end, you have the sugya of Ir Hanidachas. But as it relates to a shaykik, is there going to be a chiluk or not? So the Bryson says that you could have thought, yeah, right? Yochel nachlik b'karbon eseyem. Talmud loymar zok de Bryson, Torah achas yivagayim. You know what Torah achas is coming to teach me? That it doesn't matter if it's a yochel that's oivet avodah zarah, or if it's a whole shtot, an Ir Hanidachas that's oivet avodah zarah. The halacha is always going to be the same. They're going to bring the seira, what you always bring when you oivet avodah zarah b'shaykik. So you want to know what Rebbe is going to do with Torah achas? He doesn't need it to teach me Davish is doing a chorus. He uses it to teach me a different halach, halach 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 halach, that an Ir Hanidachas that does its thing b'shaygig is going to be treated like a regular yach. It says the Gemara, Mask of the Rab Chilke Me'agrunyas. Rab Chilke Me'agrunyas asked the following question. Time of the Loi Chalak HaKasa. The reason that we say that the Ir Hanidachas b'shaygig ends up bringing the same carbon as the yachid is because lechalak hakasav, because you have Torah achas hachalak have a mina nachlik. But if you didn't have Torah achas, you would have thought that maybe it should have its own carbon. Says the Gemara, my nicey, what would this carbon be? Now there's a leap of faith that the Gemara is taking when it makes its cheshbon. The Gemara understands that in the event that we're gonna say that the Ir Hanidachas b'shoigig is gonna bring its own carbon, it would have to be not only different than the carbon that the yachid brings when he's oivet avodah zarah b'shoigig. It would have to be different than any carbon that we have found to date anyone would ever bring for ever doing any avodah b'shoigig. Chtesi? Not 100% sure. But this is an assumption that the Gemara is clearly making. So if you want to come and you want to say that I think Ir Hanidachas should be different. Why? Because you see the Torah treats it very differently. It's Sayif, it's Memoinam Avad. So maybe the carbon should be different. Oh, in other words, you feel that the Ir Hanidachas is just like a real anomaly. So if it's an anomaly when it comes to Maize, it should be an anomaly when it comes to Shoigig. So what would be an anomaly B'Shoigig? It's going to be different than anything you know. Right, but Maize, it's different than anything you know. You know, of a situation where a yid does a vidazari, gets saif, you burn all the money. It's a very mechudish tigaparsha. So you want this to be a mechudish tigaparsha also. If you want it to be a mechudish tigaparsha, that means you basically are going to want it to be different than anything you know as it relates to ever doing an aver b'shoigig. So the Gemara says, how are you going to even come up with something? Meaning, my nicey, what should you bring? Let's go through all the options. My mom's going to go through a menu here. This sounds like a whole, let's see. Should you bring a par, right? Maybe nicey pies. You should bring a par. It'd be different than the yachid that's oivet avodah zarah brings the seira, but the Gemara says it's not different than a different type of aver b'shoigig, because tzibur b'shar mitzvah su d'maisu, that's taken already. The par hal davar shel tzibur is a par. Right, nicey par loy d'basar l'chatas, maybe bring a par and a sar. Well, that's also taken. Tzibur b'avodis k'chavim u d'maisu. When roiv of klai yisro b'helim davar is oivet avodah zarah, that's what they bring. They bring the par v'sar. Nicey sair. Maybe bring a sai. Maybe just bring this male goat. No. Nasi b'shar mitzvois hu demaisi. Nasi b'shar mitzvois, not avodah zarah, because then he brings a se'ira, but b'shar mitzvois, that's the parasha of Nasi in Vayikra Perek Dal, that's what he brings. Nasi se'ira, so you bring a se'ira, yachid nami einu karbanah. That's what the yachid brings when he's avodah zarah. It doesn't matter if he's a regular yachid, if he's the kohen gadol, or if he's the melech. But the bottom line is, so what exactly do you want him to bring, right? All the karbanahs you can come up with are taken. Now, Tosfos asks a very obvious question. Really? We just went through every single animal in the animal kingdom? Every kosher animal? Maybe bring a keves, right? There are even animals that we know went on the Mizbeach that weren't mentioned. Maybe bring a keves, right? When you bring a keves, that was a Karban Pesach. So maybe bring a keves. Why is that not an option? So Tosfos says, no, that we can't be mechadish karbonos on our own that the Torah never said could be used for Avodah Zarah. I mean, you don't find the keves is ever brought for Avodah Zarah. You find the par, the sawyer, the kizba, the se'ira, but you never find the keves. If you never find the keves, then that's not an option. But mivam acherim, the Gemara is really asking me, Mar Avshach. The Gemara is saying that you're telling me I need a pasuk to tell me that the ira nidachas peshoigim doesn't bring its own carbon. What would have been the havaminit to bring its own carbon? What would the carbon be? If it's a carbon that you already find is used for a chatas, well then, if you would bring that, it wouldn't be unique, which undermines your entire premise. That's taken already. Elamai, you want to make up a carbon? You have no gerech to make up a carbon. So what would it be? So Gemara says, I'll tell you two possibilities. Number one, Itzrich. So good, I would have thought, Tzibur, Maisi, Par, Loi, Levasar, Lechatas. The Tzibur, when they're Oivet, Avay, Dezara, Behelim, Dover, brings the Par, Loi, Levasar, Lechatas. Hani, Naisi, Ipcho. Maybe they would bring Fakert. The Irani, Dachas would bring Par, Lechatas, Sar, Loi, Inami, alternatively, Tzarech, Inlai, Takana. And Chanami. Could be, without Terach, Zilachem, you would say they need a kapara, but they're not included in the regular yachid because you find their nidachas is different. And I don't know what he should bring because everything's already taken. You can't bring something that the Torah was at. And what would happen is, Nebuch, this city, they would not get their tarkana. Either way, Kamash won, that's why we have Torah Achas Yilachem. So what does Rebbe do with Torah Achas Yilachem? Teaches me that Irani Dachas Peshoigik brings the regular Seira that any yachid brings when he was Oved Avodah Zarah Peshoigik. Zok to Gemara. The Kuli Almamias, everybody agrees, Kiksivi Hani Krov Avodah Zchamu Diksivi, that the psukim that I mentioned in Parashat Shlach are talking about Avodah Zarah. Right, so we have these two parashas regarding the Chatas, the Ikka Parashat and Ikka Perek Dal, and then you have Bamidbar Perek Tezvav. Bamidbar Tezvav is talking about one individual mitzvah, one individual aveira. What it is, we said, is not mafurish in the psukim. But Chazal had a Mesoret Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, my mashma, where is the remnant to it? Amar Rav, Rav, Sevi, Temi, Rav, Shuv, and Levi, V'amri, Lakadi, Amar Krav, the Pasuk says, V'chisishku v'leisasu eskol ha-mitzvah Yisrael. Now, we're talking about one mitzvah, and the Torah says that if you go b'shoigig, talking about where the tzibur did it, and they would sin, and they would violate all the mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. Says the Gemara Gishmak, Ezoi hi mitzvah, shehi shkulo kichala mitzvahs. What's one mitzvah that carries the weight of all the mitzvahs? Have you heard of avodas kechavim? Avodas, someone that's oved avodas zarah is kekoifer bekala terekula. So that must be what it is. The way Rebbe Tana, and the Yeshiva Rebbe, they had the following price. Amar Kod, the Pasuk says, Asher dibra Hashem al Moshe. It says, again, in this context, v'chisishku v'leisasu is kala mitzvahs o'ela, a mitzvah asher dibra Hashem al Moshe. And then the next pasuk is kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe, menayoyim asher tziva Hashem v'holu l'day reseichem. This is a beautiful drasha. The Torah describes this mitzvah as a mitzvah asher dibra Hashem, and then it describes it as a mitzvah asher tziva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe. Asher dibra Hashem sounds like Hashem told it to you directly. Asher tziva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe means Hashem told Moshe, go tell this to the Jews. So we're talking about a mitzvah that we heard directly from Hashem, but it's also a mitzvah that there's a lot of it that we didn't hear directly from Hashem. Says the Gemara, what's that mitzvah? We just narrowed it down to one. Ezahi mitzvah shehi b'diburei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tziva yidei Moshe. What's the mitzvah that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem was also mitzvah through Moshe? Hevi yoymer ezu avoydes keichav. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, anoich v'liyelucha mipi agbur shamanim. So the ikra avoydes zara, anoich v'liyelucha, that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's so many aspects of avoydes zara that we know only from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So many of the lavin, there's so many other deeds. So it comes out, Asher Dibra Hashem, Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem V'yad Moshe, the only mitzvah that fits into that category is Avodah Zarah. That's clearly what that mitzvah is. That's how we know it's Avodah Zarah. V'yad Yishmol Tana, a third makar. It says, L'min Ayoyim Asher Tziva Hashem V'holo L'day Roseichem. So we darshan like this. Ezahi mitzvah shehi nemra b'tchilam. What was the first mitzvah ever said? Heviyoyim Ezu Avodah Zkechavim. It's Avodah Zkechavim. And this parasha is talking about a mitzvah that's the first mitzvah. Now, first of all, why is the way the Zohar the first mitzvah? It's the first of the Ten Commandments. And then, where do you see in the words that it means the first mitzvah? This is the way we darshan it. It's a mitzvah that from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded this mitzvah, then everything else started flowing after that. Right? V'hala means afterwards. So this mitzvah is where it began, and then everything flowed mehala from that mitzvah. So what is the first mitzvah? It's Avodah Zarah. And if that's the first mitzvah, that's what we know it's Avodah Zarah. Faith the Gemara is that true. Avodah Zarah is the first mitzvah. V'amamar. Don't we know Esa mitzvah Sabi Yisrael v'mara? Klai Yisrael got 10 mitzvahs in Mara. Right? Shabbos, Paradum. So we got Kibir Avein. We got mitzvahs already in Mara. So we got mitzvahs already in Mara. So it's not the first mitzvah. Mara says, you're right. This pshat gets knocked out. Ela machfarta g'deshanina meikara. You have to resort to the first two pshatim. Either ezahi mitzvah sheishkula kechala mitzvahs, or what's an example of a mitzvah shehi bedipurish of Hakadosh Baruch Hu vetziva al yedei Moshe. So again, this amid of Gemara that we just learned is actually very shastic, very yisoidi. It gives us the sources, two sources as we saw it, the most basic tenet of the Karban Chatas, and that's the only time you're bringing Karban Chatas do Arvei B'Shagi, that had you done amazing, it would have been Chayv Karas. We saw these two Mahalchim, which we already learned and recapped, and even recapped again, so we don't have to go through it again. What was interesting is that what determines which one of these Mahalchim you go with, it's a Yevamah Sugya. Right? It boils down to that big Sugya in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamah that you spend 6 months on in Yeshiva, literally. But the bottom line is that's really what it depends on. Additionally, we discovered how we know that the Parsha of Chatas and the Parsha Shlach is talking about Avodah Zarah, right? We took it for granted up until this point. Here the Gemara gave us the actual sources. Additionally, there would have been a Havamina that maybe an Irani Dachas that does Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig should be different than a Yochid, just like an Irani Dachas that does Avodah Zarah B'Mezid is different. Kamash Malan, that, no, B'Mezid, yeah, then it's an Irani Dachas. But B'Shoigig, it was a Shoigig. It's not treated like an Irani Dachas, and as a result, it's just treated as if it was a bunch of individuals that did what they really were not supposed to do. Moving along. Now, from here, really, through tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to get very involved in the Karban Oil of Yared. So we'll do a proper introduction, Ezer Hashem, before tomorrow's daf, as it relates to the Karban Oil of Yared. But what we need to know for now is that there were certain times where a person was obligated to bring a Karban Chatas, but the Torah was sensitive to the person's financial situation. And really, what he's going to bring to the Karban Chatas depended on what financially he was able to afford. So ordinarily, if someone's chayv chatas, he's chayv chatas. It is what it is. It's expensive. It is what it is, right? This is what you have to bring a kizba, you have to bring a sira, you have to bring a par. So this is what you have to do. There are certain times where the Torah says that what your carbon is going to be really depends on your situation. If you could afford to bring the kizba sira, that's what you should bring. If you can't afford that, we'll let you get away with two birds, either shnei toirim or shnei bnei yoin. And if you can't even afford that, what the Gemara refers to as dali dalos, so then you bring a carbon mincha, which was super cheap, and you could be yoitza with that. Now, there are different times where you find the concept of the oil of yoyin in the Torah. When it comes to an oil of a yared in the context of an avera, there's three averas for which there's an oil of a yared. Number one is the parish of Shavuos Bitoy, which we discussed in great detail in Masechta Shavuos. Number two, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, which we discussed in even greater detail in Masechta Shavuos. And finally, you have the parish of Shavuos Eidos. Oh yeah, we discussed that also in Masechta Shavuos. So really, not so long ago, we went through these sugyas. But these are the three times where a person does an avera, he's chayv v'karben chatos, and the Torah says, it's not kavua, right? It doesn't have to be the set chatos, but here the chatos is going to be oil of yair. We always speak this out. A carbon oil of yair is not an oil, it's a chatos. It's oil of yair because the type of carbon fluctuates depending on the person's situation. But either way, for these three averis, is a carbon oil of yair. Our mission is going to begin with how the carbon oil of yair, it's specifically of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, intersects with the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and then by derivative, how it intersects with the Ashim Toloi. So again, let's do a little more introductory work here. We know what the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is. The introduction to that is the first seven blad of the Masechta. As it relates to the Ashim Toloi, if a person has a suffix, whether or not he's Chayv Chatos, so then you bring an Ashim Toloi. Ashim Toloi doesn't give a person kapara, because if he ever figures out that he really is Chayv Chatos, the Ashim Toloi didn't help. You got to bring the Chatos. What does the Asham Tali Yadu? It's Lahagin Menayasurin. It protects the person, gives him a Shmir al Yoina in the interim. Zok the Mishnah. Ein Chayovin Alasev al Loisa Seisha b'Mikdash. You're not Chayiv for Asay and Loisa Seisha b'Mikdash. What does it mean? Ein Chayovin Par Helam Davashal Tzibor. What's Asay and Loisa Seisha b'Mikdash? Zok Rashi Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. So if Bezdin Paskin by mistake Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, even though it's a Davish has doing a Karis, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, right? What's Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav? Tumas Mikdash is if someone's Tomei and he enters the base of Mikdash, Chayv Karis. Tumas Kadoshav is if someone is Tomei and he eats Kachim. Chayv Karis. Even though it's a Davish has doing a Karis, Filu Hachi, the Halachi is, you're not going to be subject to the laws of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibor. So if Bezdin would make a mistake, no Par Helam Davish Al Tzibor. Additionally, Ve'ein Mevi'en Asham Taloi Alasei V'Aloi Seisha B'Mikdash. Someone has a Suffolk if you did Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh B'Shoigeg, even though it's a Suffolk Khatas, but you don't bring Asham Taloi for a Suffolk Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Says the Mishnah stating that Ava Chayoven Alasei V'Aloi Seisha B'Nidah. So in Chayoven Alasei V'Aloi Seisha B'Mikdash, but you are Chayif Asei and Loi Seisha B'Nidah, you are meaning Parhelam Davish Al Tzibur Umivim Asham Taloi Asei V'Aloi Seisha B'Nidah. Additionally, there is an Asham Taloi for Asei and Loi Seisha B'Nidah. Ezo Yimitzvahs Asei She'B'Nidah. What's an example of a Mitzvah Asei She'B'Nidah? Where does the Torah give an Asei? Proish Min HaNidah. Pretty straightforward. Separate from the nida. Umitzvahs lois hasei. What's the mitzvahs lois hasei? Al tovei al hanida. Now, what are these limutim? So Rashi says, al tovei al hanida. It says, vel isha benidas tumas aloi sikrav. Proish ben hanida. It says, vizartem es b'nei Yisrael. That's the Makarta Vestas. But either way, asei valois hasei shebenida. You have paralam davash al tzibur and you have asham tali. And say, al lois hasei sheben mikdash. You don't have paralam davash al tzibur. You don't have asham tali either. What's the difference? What's the difference? So the Gemara is going to go through this, but let's speak it up al peh. The difference is, asei and lois asei sheben nida is the dovish as doine karis, vishigigasei chatas, but the chatas is a chatas kavua. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav is a dovish as doine karis, vishigigasei chatas, but it's a chatas oylo v'yorit. It's one of the three examples of oylo v'yorit. The only time there's a parallel dovish al tzibur, and the only time there's an asham taloi, is if we're handling chatas kavua. But if we're handling oylo v'yorit, they're not. This obviously needs a makar, and that is what the Gemara is going to address. Mino ani mili. How do you know, says the Gemara, that tzibur le mechayvi karben ba'almo, that there's no parallel dovish al tzibur for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav because it's an oylo v'yorit. Additionally, the Yachid Asham Tali Namiloi. And how also do you know that there's no Asham Tali when it comes to a Suffolk Oyl V'Yorit? So really, the Menani Mili is the two Alachs in the Mishnah. How do you know there's no Param Davash Al Tzibur by Mikdash V'Kadashav? And how do you know there's no Asham Tali by Mikdash V'Kadashav? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said it's based on a super Gzeir Shafa. Nemar, it says the word v'ashem bechatas. So regarding the carbon chatas, it says the word v'ashem. V'im nefesh achas techata b'shkaga v'chulu v'chulu. The last word in the pasuk is v'ashem. It says also u'b'asham taloi. Nemar v'ashemu. And it says the word, again, nemar v'ashem bechatas u'b'asham taloi. It says the word v'ashem by v'chatas, and it says the word the Ashem by the Ashem Tali. By the Ashem Tali, it says, V'im nefesh ki secheta v'asas achas b'kal mitzvah Hashem ha'shaloi se'asen v'lo yoda v'ashem. The Nemar, it also says, v'ashemu b'tzibor. Regarding the parallel of Davish al-Tzibor, v'im kol adas yisrael yishku, v'nelam davim e'ni ha'kav v'asas achas b'kal mitzvah Hashem ha'shaloi se'asen v'ashemu. So again, it says v'ashem by the regular chatas. It says v'ashem by the Ashem Tali, a little bit of a tongue twister, and it says v'ashemu regarding the parallel davash al tzibur. So here's the super gzeira shava. Ma v'ashem biyachid. Just like where it says v'yashem by the chatas yachid. It's b'chatas kavua, because that's what the classic chatas is. V'yikra dalid. Af v'ashemu b'tzibur. So to where it says v'ashemu based on gzeira shava by the parallel davash al tzibur, we'd say it's b'chatas kavua. So we know now that the parallel davash al tzibur is dafka chatas kavua. How do I know that xeir shavar from the chatas yachid where it says v'ashem, which is the parish of the chatas kavua? Umat tzibur b'chatas kavua. And once I know that the tzibur is v'chatas kavua, based on the xeir shavar to ashem taloi, because it says v'ashemu by the tzibur and it says v'ashem by the ashem taloi, af ashem taloi nami ein ba. Ella al safi chatas kavua. So too, when it comes to the Asham Tali, the only time you're going to bring an Asham Tali is if you have a safi chatas kavua. So again, how do I know that the parallel davash al tzibur is only where it's a situation where the yachid would bring a chatas kavua. And how do I know that the only time a yachid would bring the ashram talwa is if he has a suffix doing an avera that if he knew for sure he did b'shoy, he would have to bring the chatas kavua? It's based on a super gzera shava. What are the words of the gzera shava? V'ashem, v'ashem, v'ashem. It says v'ashem by the chatas kavua. It says v'ashem by the ashram talwa. It says v'ashem by the param davash al tzibor. We said it's a super gzera shava because it has like a few hoops, right? So how does it roll out? It says va'ashem by the chatas kavua. It says va'ashemu by the paralam davar shel tzibur. So we say the only time there's a paralam davar shel tzibur is if it's azasar tavera that the yachid if he did b'shoyg would bring the chatas kavua. Why va'ashem va'ashem, which knocks out mikdash v'kadasha. Okay, how do I know that the only time the yachid brings an ashem talui is if it's a davar that if he knew for sure he'd have to bring a chatas kavua? Because once I know paralam davar shel tzibur is talian Chatos Kavua, I know Ashem Tali is also Tali in Chatos Kavua, because it says Va'ashemu by the Param Davash HaTzibur, and it says Va'ashem by the Ashem Tali. So again, what are the two Shlavin? The first Shlav is, I learn Param Davash HaTzibur from the Chatos Yachid. The second Shlav is, I learn Ashem Tali from the Param Davash HaTzibur. I learn Param Davash HaTzibur from the Chatos Yachid to teach me Param Davash HaTzibur is only true by Chatos Kavua, which answers the first question. And I learn Ashem Tali from the Param Davash HaTzibur to tell me that Ashem Tali is also only Negeya by a Chatos Kavua, which was the second question. Thus, that question is going to be answered as well. Now, there's a very obvious question that needs to be asked, the third question. But there's a very obvious question that needs to be asked if we're holding Cheshvan. And that is, that if it says Va'ashem, by Chatas Kavua, it says Va'ashemu by Param Davash Al Tzibur, and it says Va'ashem by Ashem Taloi. Why do I have to learn Ashem Taloi from Param Davash Al Tzibur, which I learned out from the Chatas Yachid, right? Just like I learned Param Davash Al Tzibur direct from the Chatas Yachid, why can't I learn Ashem Taloi also direct from the Chatas Yachid? You can't understand this Gemara without expressing this question. It's a very good question, and it's something that the Mefarshei HaGemara discussed, and maybe when we finish the daf, we'll see. We'll try to answer it. But the bottom line is, it's a good question. So if this kasha is bothering you, you're spot on. You're holding cheshbon 100%. Right? Sometimes if a kasha is bothering you, it means you're not getting it. Sometimes if a kasha is bothering you, it means you are getting it. This is an example where if the kasha doesn't bother you, that means you're not getting it. But either way, this is a very obvious kasha. I learned Param Davash Al Tzibur directly from Chatas Yochid, but I can't learn Ashram Tali directly from Chatas Yochid. Had I learned Param here it's v'ashem v'ashem. It's even better, if anything. But either way, this is the cheshbon. I learned Param Davash Al Tzibur from the Chatas Yachid, and I learned Ashem Taloi from the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur. Faith the Gemara Kasha. How do I know to learn Ashem Taloi from the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur to tell me that the only time you bring an Ashem Taloi is if you have a Suffolk Chatas Kavua? Why can't I learn Ashem Taloi from the Karban Oyla V'yoyrin? How so? Yachi, Karban Oyla V'yoyrin Nami Haksiv. The Pasuk says, V'hoya ki yesham la'achas me'ela. And if that's the case, so I have Xerushava V'ashem V'ashemu to teach me that the only time there's an Ashem Tali is if it's doimit to the Param Davash Al Tzibur, which I know is only true by a Chatas Kavua, maybe learn Va'ashem from Ki Yesham to teach me even by an Oyla V'yarek, because it says the same Shirish, the same word, Yesham. So the Gemara says, Donim Ashem min Ashemu, Vein Donim Ashem mi Yesham. No, I learned Ashem from Ashemu, Ashem Talui from Paralam Davash Al Tzibur, but not Ashem from Yesham, which would be Ashem Talui from Oyla B'Yayrit. But the Gemara says, my nafkemin, and the world exerish of it, does that matter? Right? The grammar doesn't matter so much. The Shirish is usually what we care about. V'atani, devei Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava koinu ba'a koinu zu yeshiva zu yibiyah. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva famously made exerish of it between the words v'shava koinu ba'a koinu. The reason is because the words mean the same thing, even though it's not even the same word. V'ayda Gemara says, besides, nelef min v'ashem mit Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It actually says the word v'ashem by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, which is an example of V'ashem. So it says, I don't know what's going on over here. We're learning Ashem Taloi from Paralam Davash Al Tzibur, V'ashem from V'ashemu. Why can't I learn it from Mikdash V'Kadoshav or from Eilu V'Yayrit? Either from the word Yesham or from the word V'ashem. I'm Rapapas. Rapapas said, I'll tell you why. Donin V'ashem u'mitzvah Yisashem min V'ashem u'mitzvah Yisashem. The reason we're making the Gzeirah Shava Ashem Tali from Param Davash Al Tzibur is not because they both have the word V'ashem. It's because they both have two words. They both have the word V'ashem, and they both also say U'mitzvah Yisashem. It's a double Gzeirah Shava. As opposed to Oyla V'yayrei, Mikdash V'Kadoshav, you would have a single Gzeirah Shava, not a double. So two is more than one, right? And as a result, I can learn from Param Davish al Tzibur, or I can learn from Oyla Vayari. Param Davish al Tzibur is two. Here it's one. Two is more than one. That's why I'm going to learn from the two. I'm going to see me by Rashi the Rapapa, but it's not true because I have a double Xavier Shavu for the Oyla Vayari as well. Venela Vashem Venesius Avoin, Min Vashem Venesius Avoin, Sai by the Oyla Vayari. And side by the Ashem Talui, the Torah says V'Ashem, and it says a Lashon of V'Nasa Avinoi. So I have a double Lashon. Just like I have a double Lashon, it says V'Ashem U'mitzvah Hashem. Here I have V'Ashem V'Nasa Avinoi. So I actually have a double from Eidl V'Yarit. Maybe learn Ashem Talui from the Eidl V'Yarit to tell me that even Sufik Eidl V'Yarit, you're bringing Ashem Talui. Elo Amr, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said no. Donin V'Ashem U'mitzvah Hashem Ashaloi Se Osena. It's a triple Gzeira Shava. Mi V'Ashem U'mitzvah Hashem Ashaloi Se Osena. I have three words that the parish of Ashem Tali and the parish of Param Davish Tzibur have in common. Those are the three examples of Eidl Yerid, which doesn't have a triple. And being that these three don't have the triple, it's for that reason I don't learn it from Eidl Yerid. I learn instead for the Param Davish Tzibur. So the bottom line is, the reason I learn Ashem Tali from Param Davish Tzibur to learn that the only time being Ashem Tali is if you have a Safi Chatz Kavua, and not from Eidl Yerid to learn that even if you have a Safi Eidl Yerid, the Ashem Tali, it's because there's this super Gzeira Shava, triple Gzeira Shava for Ashem one, Umitzvah Hashem two, Ashloi Sayasana three, and those three words slash phrases Ashem Tali and Param Davish Tzibur have in common, as opposed to Eidl V'Yari, the most you're going to get is a double, you're never going to find a triple, and that's why we learn Ashem Tali from Param Davish Tzibur, and we don't learn Ashem Tali from Eidl V'Yari. By the way, now that we finished the Gemara, let's revisit the original Kasha. Right? There were two chidushin that the Mishnah said. Ein chayoven al aseiv al loisa seisha b'mikdash, ve'im mevi'in ashem toli al aseiv al loisa seisha b'mikdash. There's no paralam davash al tzibur by oyle v'yoyret, and there's no ashem toli by oyle v'yoyret. The Gemara said, how do you know that? The Gemara said, because you have this super gzeira shava. It says v'ashem by the chatas yachid. It says v'ashem by the ashem talu, and it says v'ashemu by the param davar shel tzibur. So we said we learned the param davar shel tzibur from the chatas yachid, and then we learned ashem talu from the param davar shel tzibur. So we learned the param davar shel tzibur from the chatas yachid to teach me that param davar shel tzibur is only by a chatas kavua, not by another yachid. And then I learned ashem talu from the param davar shel tzibur to teach me that ashem talu is also only by a chatas kavua. So what was the kasha we said that you have to ask, right? If you get the Gemara, we're going to ask the Kasha. What was that Kasha? Why am I learning Ashem Talui from Paralam Davash Al Tzibur, which I learned from Chatas Kavua? Just learned Ashem Talui directly from Chatas Kavua. At the end of the Gemara, we know the answer. What's the answer? The answer is because the only reason we know Ashem Talui is only true by a Chatas Kavua is not because I have a Gzeira Shava, it's because I have a triple Gzeira Shava. Oh, I need the parish of Paralam Davash Al Tzibur to give me the triple. Because if I only had a single, even if I had a double, right? In the gap, it doesn't matter. Even that's not going to get me what I need. I need the full triple in order to make it work. That's why we had to learn Ashem Tali from Paralam Davash Al Tzibur, which I learned from the Chatas Yochid. I hope this made a little bit of sense. Either way, we're going to exhale and we're going to pivot to some Geshmaka Raid. So as it relates to Raid, one har, maybe two. The Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tes Amid Beis, this is in the context of the Ein Beins, says as follows: Ein Bein Koyim Moshuach B'Shemen Amishcha LeMeruba Begadin Elapar Habal Kol Amitzvos. So when you sit down, Soiv Zman, Shloishim Yoyim Koydim Purim, to learn Masechtas Megillah, right? So, you know, why are you picking Megillah Soifs Man? Because Soifs Man, right? And you want to learn Masechtas Megillah, and you start Megillah Nekras, and you know all the Agadot Gemaras with Haman, Mordechai, Esther, Vashti, they're all going to be coming, and then you get stuck in these Ein Beins here, right? It starts already, Dav Zayin, Dav Ches, this is one of those Ein Beins that you try to avoid when you learn Masechtas Megillah, right? You know, if you can make it past the Ein Beins, you're pretty good to go. You have a straight shot, Tal Hadron Aloch, Masechtas Megillah. But these are some of the hard Gemaras. There's a few hard Mishnayas and hard Sugyas that are tucked away. And this is the one of them is a Hairius Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Ein Bein Koyim Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. There's no nafkimini between the Koyim Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the Meruba Begadim, to the Koyim Gadol that never had the Shemen HaMishcha anointed on him, but he wears the Shemayna Begudim, but not B'Shemen HaMishcha, Ela Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs. The only difference is the Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs. So if Tukayanim Gedoyim, one Kohen Gadol got the Shemen HaMishcha. The other Kohen Gadol never got the Shemar HaMishcha. Ain't big. There's no chiluk between these two Kohanim Gedolim, with the exception of the Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs. Rashi and Tosfos here in Megillah Daf Tes Amud Beis both say, what does it mean Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs? It means the Par Kohen Mashiach. That's what it means. We know there's a special parasha called Par Kohen HaMashiach, and that parasha is mentioned right in the beginning of Vayikra Perek Dal. In fact, it's the first chattas that's mentioned amongst the four types of chattas in Vayikra Perek Dal, and it's discussed in great detail here in the second parak of Maseches Ha'iriyos. The only time you would bring the Par Kohen Mashiach is if you're Taka a Kohen that's Mashuach, hence the word Mashiach, right? You're Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. But if someone's a Kohen Gadol and coulda, woulda, shoulda had Shem and HaMishcha, but he never did, he's a Merubah B'Gadim B'Vad, that Kohen Gadol would not be subject to the laws of the Par Kohen Mashiach. If you take a look at the Tosfos that we just mentioned, and it's a top Tosfos in Megillah Daf Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tzion. He says, Ayin Yuma Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph Tosfos Dibur Amaschel Ani Re'isiyo. So what was this Tosfos that Rabbi Kiva Eger wanted us to take a look at? So the Gemara over there has a discussion. We know that there were certain hazois that were done on the Paroiches, right? On Yom Kippur, the Azois that were done on the Paroiches, the Azois that were done on the Kodesh HaKadosh and Ben Abadim. And the Gemara has a discussion, the Azois that were done on the Paroiches, were they literally done on the Paroiches? Or maybe they were done Mul and Kagan, right, facing the Paroiches. But they weren't physically supposed to go on the Paroiches. And the Gemara says something fascinating. Omer Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yosi. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yosi said, Ani re'isiyah b'roimi. He said, I was in Rome. I was in the Vatican. He said, I got access. I saw the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash. And I saw the Paroiches when I was there. And there were many droplets of blood. From the Parham Dover Shal Tzibur. And from the Seiri Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is, he said, I saw with my own eyes the blood on the Paroiches that came from the Parham Dover Shal Tzibur. And it came from the Seiri Avodah Zarah. And if it was on the Paroiches, you see from there that all those Hazoi that were done on the Paroiches, some of which on the Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, the Zeri Avodah Zarah, they were done literally on the Paroiches. Why? Because they had all these blood stains, and it was very obvious that the Gemara says maybe it was pung blood there, and the Gemara gives an explanation how we knew that this is what it was. Frank Tosfos Akasha, Hiksheriva. This is Reb Kivegas Tosfos. Hiksheriva. V'ababayis Rishon Lehava Paroiches. He said in the first place Hamikdash Frank Teriva, there was no Paroiches. Right? We know. In the first Beis HaMikdash, what separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There was this huge wall. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the wall. And in lieu of the wall, there was a Paroiches. But the Paroiches that Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yosi is talking about couldn't have been the Babayis Rishon, because Babayis Rishon, we know there was a wall. Ubabayis Sheni, the Hava Paroiches, Frek the Riva, Loy Hoyamakriven, Paralam Dovashal Tzibur. We know there was no Paralam Dovashal Tzibur, Babayis Sheni. How do you know that? It's a Mishnah. We're in the first parak of Megillah. Ein Ben Koy Mashiach, Lamaruba Begodim, Ela Parabal Kala Mitzvois. That the only time you were able to bring the Parham Davashal Tzibur was if you had a Koyim Mashiach. But if you didn't have a Koyim Mashiach, you weren't able to. So, Freik, Riva, Kasha, that, what did Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yosi see? He saw the Paroiches that had on it the blood of the Parham Davashal Tzibur. If he saw the Paroiches with blood, that by definition he sees Bayis Sheni. And if he sees Bayis Sheni, then L'chayra, where is there a Parham Davashal Tzibur? For the Parham Davashal Tzibur, you need to have a Koyim that's Meshuach B'Shem and Amish. How do you know that that's the Mishnah Megillah Daf Tes Amud Beis? And everyone knows there was no Shem and Amishcha. But by Yesheni, Yeshio and Melech, when he hid the Aron, he hid the Shem and Amishcha together with it, and there was no Shem and Amishcha. So Freit Riva Bamba Kasha says, Toisvis v'tiritz the Bebayis Rishon Hava. You have to say that what Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yosi saw was the Paroiches from Bayis Rishon, ube Paroiches the Bavi Ayri, and it was referring to the Paroiches that was by the door. There was a door there, and it was by the door. But enechinami, it's not the Paroiches of Bayis Sheni. It's not the Paroiches of the Mishkan, obviously. But rather, what it's referring to is a Paroiches that was on the wall. But this is what the Rivo was struggling with. He didn't understand. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Yosi said he saw blood from the Paralim Davish Tzibra, the Paroiches. The Paroiches is Bayis Sheni, and there's no Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur B'Bayis Sheni. Why is there no Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur B'Bayis Sheni? That's the Mishnah in Megillah. Ein Ben Koyim Meshoch B'Shem HaMishcholim Ruba B'Gadim Ela Parabah Al Kol HaMitzvahs. mitzvahs. And you see clearly that there's only a parallel of davar shel tzibur if you have a koyin that's mashuach b'shamen ha-mishcha. There's no shamen ha-mishcha b'bayasheni, so there should be no parallel of davar shel tzibur. This is what Tosfos is struggling with over here. So Rav Asi says you have to say it's taka bayas rishon, because b'bayasheni you don't have the koyin that's mashuach b'shamen ha-mishcha. Aye, there's no paroiches, it's the paroiches by the door. It's paroiches that's on top of the bavi. Zokteri, go invite in Tosfos. I don't know what the Rav Asi is talking about. The Riva had a Tosfos that says they didn't bring the Paralim Dovah Shel Tzibur, the Bayesheni. The Riva has a Tosfos that there's no Paralim Dovah Shel Tzibur unless you have a Kohen Gadol that's Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. And where is this Mishnah? Megill Daftes? We just learned the Mishnah Tzazamin. Ein Bein Koye Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha Lim Ruba B'Gadim Elo Parabal Kala Mitzvahs. Says the Riva, what does it mean Parabal Kala Mitzvahs? It doesn't mean the par elam davar shel tzibur. It means the par koyim mashiach. He says, why would you need that the par elam davar shel tzibur should have to be brought dafka by a koyin gadol and not only a koyin gadol, where if he's mashuach b'shamer ha-mishcha. So he says, the reverse kasha fank nishan. A fank nishan. The Mishnah never said that to bring the par elam davar shel tzibur, you would have to have a koyin that's mashuach b'shamer ha-mishcha. The Mishnah said to bring the par koyim mashiach, you have to have a koyin that's mashuach b'shamer ha-mishcha, which makes a lot of sense because it's the par koyim mashiach, right? We refer to the koyin gadol as mashiach. Why calling him mashiach? Right? Since when you call the koyin mashiach? He's mashuach b'shamer ha-mishcha. That's why in this context, well, not to be taken out of context, but in this context, that's what he's referred to and that's how he's described. But the point is, zok derit, the Mishnah never said that the par elam davar shel tzibur requires. The Mishnah never said that the par elam davar shel tzibur requires that it should be brought by the kohen gadol that was mashuach b'shem and hamishcha. So the oilom Rabbi Elazar Yossi saw was bayasheni. Aye, there was no kohen gadol that was mashuach b'shem and hamishcha. He's talking about the par elam davar shel tzibur. Par elam davar shel tzibur doesn't require kohen gadol that's mashuach b'shem and hamishcha. Now, what was the Riva's havamina? What the Riva was toyeh b'dvar Mishnah like? What was his havamina? His havamina was, because if you look in the parish of the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, the pasuk says, "Behevi akoyin hamashiach midam apar eloy omoyed." It says mefurish that the koyin hamashiach should be the one that brings the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. That's where the revolt was coming from. That's why he thought that maybe that's what it means. And by the way, even the Mishnah makes a little more geshmak according to the revolt. Ein ben koyin mashuach b'shemen hamishchal emruva begadim ela par haba. I'll call hamitzvahs. Sounds a little bit like the paralim davar shel tzibur. I don't know, maybe not. But the bottom line is, that's where the revolt was coming from. What's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos kasha is, but you don't find anywhere at the end of the day that you needed a kohen gadol to bring the paralim davar shel tzibur. And you certainly don't find anywhere that he had to be a meshuach b'shem and hamishcha. Says Tosfos that I don't think the Riva learned our Mishnah properly. Either way, this is what Reb Kivega wanted us to see. And this is a very important sushta. Right, you can't learn Megill Daftes Amidbeis without knowing this Tosfos. This is a critical Tosfos. Posh Shibshad, how do you learn this Mishnah? Rashi, Tosfos, Megill Daftes Amidbeis, and the Ri in Yuma Dafman Zayin Amid Aleph learn that what does it mean, Parabal Kala Mitzvahs? It's talking about the Par Koyim Mashiach. Whereas the Riva in Tosfos, Yuma Dafman Zayin about Aleph Lawrence, what's it talking about? It's talking about the par helam davar shel tzibur. This is the first part of this raid. So, just something interesting. There was a lot of buzz and chatter over the last week whether or not in Jewish history there was ever a time that Klal Yisrael brought a par helam davar shel tzibur. Many people ask this question. What's the answer? It's Mefurish Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Omer Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi. Aniri Isiya Beroimi. I saw the Paroichas in Roimi. Vahayu Alea Kama Tipei Damim Shal Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Zira Avay Dezara. Is what we call Tiufta Tiufta. Shmamino Shmamino. Right? Checkmate. This is pretty obvious. It's a Mefurish Gemara. So there was a lot of hack about it in different Mekoimis. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Yuba Daf Nun Zayin Amid Alf. It's Mefurish. I mean, it's not even debatable or negotiable. Plus, Rav Yossi said that he saw the Paroiches and he saw there was down from the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, what was that Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur? That's interesting. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, there was a Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. But just to share a Davar Nifla, and we actually spoke this out once. We spoke it out when we learned Mesechtes Ma'ikotin Daftes. It's a Maramokim that Yedidi, Echav Ibnei Achabura, Reb Ari Gartenhaus, showed me many, many years ago. It's a Ha'ara from the Ragach of a Goyen, V'ru'uyin Hadvarim L'misha Amav. So the background to to this chiddush from the Ragachava is, it's actually not printed in the original svarim from the Ragachava. It's in the Tshuvas HaChadosh, it's a chelik beis. Its origin comes from a sefer that has in it a collection of different letters that different tzaddikim and Gedolei Yisrael wrote to Rav Kook. And one of those letters was written by a Yid whose name was Rav Avram Diamant. And he writes to Rav Kook that he was corresponding with the Ragachava, and the Ragachava told him a Vilde Chiddush, and he wants to share it with the Rav Arashi. This is what he's sending him. But either way, he's writing to him this Chiddush that the Ragachava had privately told him. And the background to this Chiddush is a well-known Gemara in Masechtas Ma'akotin, Daf Tesamad Aleph. So we know, we actually saw this earlier in the Masechta, that this is very much Davar Be'itay Ma'atov. Shlomo HaMelech, when he inaugurated the first Beis HaMikdash, so really, when did it get ready? It was mamish in the beginning of Chodesh Tishrei. It was right around Sukkot time. And really, the celebration of the Chanukah HaMikdash could have very much overlapped and coincided together with the celebration of Sukkot. But because of Ein Ma'arev and Simcha B'Simcha, Shlomo HaMelech understood that you can't combine the two. So what he decided to do was, is that 7 days prior to Sukkot, the Yidden would celebrate the Chanukah HaMikdash, and then the immediate 7 days that would follow would be the 7 days of Sukkot. And the Pasuk talks about how it was 14 days of Yontif and Simcha and celebration, and it was a gewaldige, gewaldige Simcha. So again, the party started when? It started on Ches Tishrei. So it was Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and then it went right into the 7 days of Yontif. The Gemara says, Amar Aparnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that year, that the Yidden celebrated the Chanukas HaMikdash, this is Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, like also Yisrael at Yom HaKippurim. The Yidden did not observe Yom Kippur, meaning they ate and they drank on Yom Kippur. For they got very, very worried, meaning they were mamish celebrating. They were celebrating it was Yontif, so there's Basa, there's Yayin, there wasn't Yom Kippur. And they thought to themselves, Shemin is Chayvu Seinein Shal Yisrael Kloya, maybe we're Chayiv Misa. Yotza Baskov Amrulam, a Baskov came out and told them, Kulchem Mizumanim L'Chayo Elam Haba. Chevra, you have nothing to worry about. Every single person here is going to be Zoichet HaOlam Haba. Now the Gemara says, my Darish, what was the Hava? I mean, what places did they have to go ahead and be Mavati Yom Kippur? How are you eating and drinking on Yom Kippur? It's not something you're allowed to do. Amru Kal V'Chayimim. They said, no, we could darshan it from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes from. The first one, Kal V'Chayimim. They said, Uma Mishkan, Madach the Mishkan, She'en Kedusha, Se Kedusha Se'olam. The Kedusha, the Mishkan was transient, right? It was very temporary. It wasn't forever. The Karbin Yochid Oich HaShabbos. Yet, you find that in the Mishkan, the Karbin Yochid, that the Nesiyim brought by the Chanukas HaMishkan was Doiche Shabbos. This is Skila, which is very common, which is Skila. So Mikdash, the Kedushas, the Kedushas Ayom, which has more Kedusha than the Mishkan, then for sure a Karbin Tzibur, the Yom HaKippurim, the Anush Karis, like Kalshkein, should be Nitcha. So they said like this. They said by the Chanukas HaMishkan, there were Karbonis Yachid that were Doiche Shabbos. The Chanukas HaMishkan is less Chamor, right? It's Ein Kedushas, Ein Kedushas Ayom. And Chil Shabbos involves skila, yet it was doicha. So Kal V'Chaymer, they said, for sure, it goes without saying that as it relates to the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Chanukas HaMikdash, which is more chamer, you'd be able to eat on Yom Kippur, which is only a Chayvei Krisus. If the Kedushas HaMishkan, you could be over Chayvei skila, then for Kedushas HaMikdash, you could be over Chayvei Krisus. Either way, this was the Kal V'Chaymer that they made, stating that they got very nervous. Hayudayagin va'omrim shemon is chayvu soineim shal Yisrael kloya. Yotzes abaskov amrulahem kulchem mizumanim l'chaye ha'olam haba. In fact, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, I'm skipping several lines. The Gemara says, umenolan da'achalu, how did the Yidden know that they got a full mechila? So the Gemara says, tani tachlifo, b'yoyim hashmini shilach hasa'am, v'yivarchu es ha'melech, v'yelchu la'aleyem, smeichem v'toivei lev, al kol ha'toivei ha'sha'asa Hashem l'dovet avdi Yisrael amoy. On the eighth day of Sukkot, so Shlomo HaMelech sends everybody home, and he sends them back to their tents. What does it mean they went to their tents? Shaholchu matzu neshem b'tayre. They came home, their wives were all tahirim. Smeichem, they were happy, shenenu mizav hashchino. V'toivei lev, shekolecha v'echon nisabra ishtei b'ven zachar. Every single one of their wives wives became pregnant with a boy. Al kol ha'toyva she'asa Hashem she'yatsa sabasko ba'omer lahem kulchem izumonim l'chayoy l'mabas. Again, a lot of drama. Shleim ha'melech, 7 days of Yontif, starting Aches Tishrei, going right through to Erev Sukkis, and then another 7 days of Sukkis. They violated Yom Kippur. They ate and they drank on Yom Kippur. Reboyed al makulo. What's going on over here? But they made a kavul chaymer. If the Chanukas ha'mishkan was doicha Shabbos, then the Chanukas ha'mikdash for sure is doicha Yom Kippur. Shabbos is skilo, Yom Kippur is kares, Mishkan is not kedushas kedushas olam, mikdash is kedushas kedushas olam. Stating that, they started getting a little bit nervous. Hayudaya again. They were very, very worried. The Paschal said, Kuchem is one of Chayo Olam Haba. And not only Olam Haba, they came home, Matsu Neshayim, Betahira. They were enemies of Ashchina. They were Zoichot, that Nisar B'Ishtay B'Ven Zachar, Al Kol HaToyva. It turned out to be very, very, very festive. Poshet. Poshet. When you learn this Gemara, I think 100 out of 100 times, the way you're going to learn this Gemara is that what emerged from the Kal V'Chaymer that the Yidden heard was that the Cheshbon that they made was a good Cheshbon. The Yidden made a Kal V'Chaymer. They said, we think we can eat on Yom Kippur, right? Based on a whole Torah. Yotzes Abasko, V'Amalim, Kulcha Mezumanim, L'Chayoy L'Mabah. And Achinam, you could. You were 100%. They were doing again because they said, you know, maybe there's a pirk on the Kal V'Chaymer. Right? Rav Chaim Briska said that in order to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, you have to be a Sinai and a Noi Kaharim. You have to be a Noi Kaharim tonight, a darshan the Kal V'Chaymer. He said, you have to be a Sinai to make sure there's no pirk on the Kal V'Chaymer. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kulo to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer. Kedushin Yud Beis Amud Beis. Right? But the bottom line is that they started getting nervous. I don't know, maybe we botched up this Kal V'Chaymer. And if we botched up the Kal V'Chaymer, we have a little bit of a problem. We all ate on Yom Kippur. Oy vey, this is not going to be good. And the Paschal came and said, no worries. No, you got it right. There's no pircha. You got it 100% right. But the Rogachava, with his tremendous koyach achidush, he said, I don't think that's what happened over here. In fact, he says as follows. He says, the Gemara says, Masechtas Yuma daf pei aleph amud aleph. So the Gemara over there is comparing and contrasting the Issim Melacha on Yom Kippur versus the Chiyuv Inui on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Lama Tas Melachas. Additionally, Yom Kippur, you have the Halach of Ta'anus Nafshei Seichem, you have the Chamisha Inuyim. And the Gemara is like comparing and contrasting, which is better, which is worse. It's Ayin Sham in the middle of a long sugya. And the Gemara says that Melacha has a kula. Melacha has a kula over ta'anu es nafshei seichem. You know why? Because melacha is huter michlala. You're allowed to bring karbanos on Yom Kippur. So as much as you're not allowed to do avoida, but you find there's a shechita, there was a haktara, it's hutar michlala. As opposed to achila v'shtiyah, you don't find anywhere. You don't find anywhere that there's a heter to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Fake the Rogachava, what do you mean? I just found a heter. I found the heter to be able to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. You know when? If there'd be a Chanukas HaMikdash. If there would be a Chanukas HaMikdash, you'd be allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. It's a Kal V'Chaymer. Ma, Mishkan Shein Kedush Hazak Kedush Hazayin V'Karbin Yochid Doich HaShabbos. This is Skila. Mikdash Kedush Hazak Kedush Hazayin V'Karbin Tzib V'Yem Kippur Ndanush Karas. Like Koshken, right? It's a Kal V'Chaymer. So what's Zok the Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph Amar Aleph Freik the Rogachava? Then Melacha Sotah Mechlala as opposed to Te'an Was Nafshay Seichem Achidu V'Shein Yom Kippur is not Hotah Mechlala. L'Cher it's also Hotah Mechlala. It's Hutta Mechlala when by Chanukas HaMishka said the Rogachov, it's Muchach from here. It's not Hutta Mechlala. It's Muchach from here that what the Yidden did was really wrong. And he said, the emphasis, I think it's a Mefurush of Teres Kayanim. The Teres Kayanim is in Parsha Zayin, in Parshas Achrimois. The Pasuk says, V'hoysa lachem chukas oylam. Says the Teres Kayanim. What does it mean, V'hoysa lachem chukas oylam? Chukas oylam lebeis oylamim. That you should know the laws of Yom Kippur are going to apply even lebeis oylamim. They're going to apply lebeis oylamim. What, you had a havamina that when the Yigan are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be by the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden these halachas are not going to apply. What would even be the havamina? Say, the Rosh Hashanah, you know what the Teres Kainim was coming to address? It was coming to address this Kal V'Chaymer. It was a wrong Kal V'Chaymer, said the Rosh Hashanah. It was wrong. L'chukas oylam, the beis oylamim. This Yom Kippur, don't ever make a cheshbon that maybe we could violate Yom Kippur based on a Kal V'Chaymer from the Chanukas HaMishka. No. L'chukas oylam, Yom Kippur is going to apply even the beis oylamim. So the Rogachov said, based on a Gemara in Yom Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, and a Teres Koyanim, a Sifra, in Achrim or Zayin, that Be'etzim, the cheshbon that the Yidden made, that Kal V'Chaymer was a flawed Kal V'Chaymer. Well, if that's the case, said the Rogachava, so what's Pashup Shat? Yotzes Abasko Va'omer Lahem Kulchem Mezumanim L'Chayoy Olam Haba? Why were they Zoichet Olam Haba? Well, I don't understand. They made a toys. They forgot. They should have known. The Gemara says in Yuma Pei Aleph Amid Aleph that it's not Utam Echlal. They should have known the drosh of the Teres Kayanim. The Chukah Soilam means the Pei Soilamim. So why did they get Kapara? Said the Rogachava Chiddush Nifla, that if the Rogachava didn't say, nobody could ever say. He said, you know why they got Kapara? They got Kapara because they brought a par Helen Dover Shal Tzibur. That's why they got Kapara. He said, because eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is a Chayvei Krisos. And if it's a Chayvei Krisos, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael did it, and not only did Roiv of Klal Yisrael do it, they did it, Alpi Shigiga Seiro, because Bezdin Paskin, that this was the right thing to do. Well, if that's the case, this is your classic Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. They brought the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and when they brought it, Yotzes Abaska Va'omro, Kulchem Izumonim L'Chayo Eilam Hab, and that's how they got Kapar. This is fire, right? Well, get ready for the punchline. Said the Rogachava, with this you can understand the oimik. And by the way, it's just three ayins, right? But said the Rogachava, with this you can understand the oimik of a Gemara in Hayris Daf Gimel Amir Al. We just learned this Gemara a couple of days ago. The Gemara said, Omer Ravasi, Ravasi said, this is so geschmack. When it comes to determining the Parom Davashel Tzibur, Rav Kleiso, not Rav Kleiso, how do you count census? Who matters? You go bust. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, I know from a pasuk. Shenemar says, "Vayash loymoi be'esa hi esachag v'chol Yisrael imoi kol gadam alavei chamos anachal mitzrayim lefnei Hashem alekenu shivas yomim v'shivas yomim arba asar yomim." And faith the Gemara, he says, what do you have to tell me from sea to shining sea? I know it's everybody. It's coming to teach me that only the people that live from the Levoi Chamas and Nachal Mitzrayim are considered Kahal, and that's how you know that the definition of Kahal when it comes to the Parah and Davashal Tzibur is Davkechem. Says the wrong, it's a funny Makar. This, I mean, good, Makar is a Makar is a Makar. This is the Makar Malach and Perek Aleph. So he says the Oymik of the Makar is because that door, those psukim triggered the paralim davashal tzibur. It was this yontiv of shivas yomim v'shivas yomim rabbas yom, and the Torah said they brought the paralim davashal tzibur. You know why? Because all the yidden that were in Eretz Yisrael from the Vaychamas and Nacham Mitzrayim had sinned, and that's how you know you bring a paralim davashal tzibur. As long as that is the call, it's not punked over here in Malachim Aleph tucked away periches pasuk samiches. It's a funny place to have this halacha, said the Rogachov. No, it's here because this was a real life story. It was a real Maisa Shoya Kachoya of a Parom Davashal Tzibur. And because this was a real Parom Davashal Tzibur, and this was the case where the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael did this. So you see, that they are the only ones that matter. They're the only ones that matter when it comes to the Parom Davashal Tzibur. And then the Rogachov said one other chiddush. Again, you have to have the plates that the Rogachov had to say things like this. And that is, we know that the Shana Rabba, Aboleinu L'Toivah, in the not too distant future, Hoshana Rabbah, we know, is a Yoim Kapar. The Zohar HaKadosh talks is about, right, the Slicha, I get the Kvittel, etc., etc. And really, it's a Yoim Slicha Mechila on a very, very high level. And it's not clear what the Makar to it is, right? In Nister and Zohar, there's a lot. But in Nigla, it's very, very unclear. The Rogachov said that if you make the Cheshbon, when did the Yidden bring this Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? He said, L'chayre, they brought it on the 14th day. They brought it on Hoshana Rabbah. And being that when they brought this Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, where the entire nation, B'lovei Chamas HaNachal Mitzrayim, had sinned, and they did a Chayvei Krisos, and they did it Al Pi Ayraz Bezdin, and Yotzes Abaskol, V'omro Lahem Kulchem Mizumonim L'chayo Olam Haba, the Yidden chap that this day is a special day. It's a day where the Yidden were able to sin, but at the same time, Kulchem is umarim l'chayi olam haba, and by yoy mashmini the next day shilach esam vayivarchu esam melech vayelchu lo yaleim smeichim v'toyvei lev akol atoyva ashosa Hashem l'David Avi Yisrael Amay, and all the brachas that they got. But being that they got the slicha mechila, their carbon was accepted. It was oil l'reach nichayach l'rotzin l'fnei Hashem. How do you know that? Adank this baskol. That's when Hoshana Rabbah went down. That's when Hoshana Rabbah would become known as the yoy Slicha Mechila, because at this time in history where the entire nation had sinned and they got the baskel that said Machalach, Machalach, Machalach. This is a classic Rogachov on so many levels. The Tzushtel to Yuma Pei Aleph and the Teres Kayanim Parsha Zayin. But also to learn a Gemara in my cut and daf test, mamish forget from the way the whole world learns the Gemara. Pachi, learn the Gemara. The Basco was telling the Yidden that you got the You got the Kal V'chomer right. The Rosh Hashanah said, punkfarker, they got it wrong. Well, if they got it wrong, then why did they get kapara? Because they brought a parah on Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, if this was the only parah on Davar Shel Tzibur ever, it would have been even a bigger chiddush. But we know there was a parah on Davar Shel Tzibur, which the Rishonim seemingly say what happened by Bayashani. So this is not Shlomo HaMelech's parah on Davar Shel Tzibur. So we know already there's a parah on Davar Shel Tzibur. But we have a real life example, a real life account of a parah on Davar Shel Tzibur, and mamish, to top it all off, the Rosh Hashanah said, that's even the Makar Toyoshana Rabba. Just one last tiny ha'ara, and that is, I found Rameh Simcha Meshach Chachma. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Kol Malach Eloi Sasu, Chukas Oilam L'dayrei Seichem. It says it by the Issa Malach on Yom Kippur. Kol Malach Eloi Sasu, Chukas Oilam L'dayrei Seichem. So Rameh Simcha, this is classic, says that why is it by the Issa Malach on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Chukas Oilam L'dayrei Seichem. But when it comes to the Tainus of Yom Kippur, it doesn't say Chukas Oilam L'dayrei Seichem. The Issa Melacha is Chukas Oilam L'dayrei Seichem. Abenish the Tainus says Rameh Simcha V'nira. The Meram is L'yem Akipurim Sheneschane Chamikdo Sheasa Shloima Sheaz Loi Hesanu B'yem Akipurim Kimavu B'Perakamad Ma'ikatan V'loi Hayonoye Grak Issa Melacha V'vad V'ein Chayk Oilam Rakla Melacha. Says Rameh Simcha, the Melacha was going to be L'dayroi Seichem, but the Issa Tainus not, because it was going to be a dar where it was going to be mutter for the Yidden to go ahead and eat on Yom Kippur. And what was that? That was by the Chanukas HaMikdash. In other words, Rameh Simcha learned the Gemara, Nishvi the Ragachav HaGayans. We have a machloikis between the two Dvinska Gedolim, with the Ragachav on the one hand and Rameh Simcha on the other hand, had to learn this Gemara in Masechtis Ma'ikotin Daftes Amar Aleph, right? Would have been fun to be a fly on the wall in Dvinsk circa early 20th century. But either way, the Ragachava learned that really the Yidden had made a mistake and the Kavachomer was a toys based on the Teres Kayanim. Narvas, they brought a parah on Davar Shel Tzibur, and because they brought the parah on Davar Shel Tzibur, it's for that reason they got Kapara. Rameh Simcha said no. Rameh Simcha said they got it right. And even though the Gemara says Kavachomer, there's even a remiss to it in the Pasuk because it says L'dayr Seichem by the Issa Malacha, it doesn't say L'dayr Seichem regarding the Issa Achila Vishtiya. The Yidden got it right, and that was why the Baskel had said. That kulchem is umanim l'chayo elam haba. But the bottom line is, we're learning the sugya parah on Davar Shel Tzibur. We have a klara raya. I'm a furish gemara. It's not even negotiable. Yumun and zayin amad aleph. Amar Rab Lozab Rab Yosi said, I was in Rome and I saw the paroiches and the wetipe damim. So in terms of that kasha, was there ever a parah on Davar Shel Tzibur? It's a toys. It's a mafurish gemara. Yumadaf nazayin amad aleph. That we have this Rogachava who said this blitzedig achidish that Shlomo HaMelech actually brought a par helam davar shel tzibur. And that's the rest of the story of the gemara in my cotton daftes amad aleph.